Hi guys, and welcome back to Clueless, the podcast. So, if you don't know where you're going in your life or where you want to go next, then this is the podcast for you. We're here to share our experiences and hear from your stories and hopefully inspire you guys to follow the career that you want to do and live the life that you want to live. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and iTunes as always, and also don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We've had some really nice ratings so far, so we really appreciate that. Also don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @Clueless_the_podcast. I really want to quickly say as well, thank you so much again, guys, for the DMs, for the comments, for the support. It's really motivating to hear stuff like this. And like, we're so glad that we can kind of just like inspire people in some kind of way. Like, our guests are really amazing that we've had on so far. And we've got some really exciting ones coming up next. But I really wanted to say thank you so, so much just for taking the time out just to drop us a DM or to drop us a comment or like a photo. So yeah, guys, keep it up. We love to hear from you all.
So our next guest is confident, candid, and all about empowering women to believe in themselves and their businesses. Like so many of us that suffer with self-doubt and overthinking, Leah Pardy is passionate about helping others overcome these obstacles and help them follow a career that they love. Leah is also an expert in mindfulness and runs meditation classes and also discusses journaling, overcoming insecurities, and promoting positivity.
On top of all of this, Leah also runs a podcast all about gaining the confidence and mindset to live the life of your dreams.
So firstly, Leah, thank you so much for chatting with us today. We're so excited to chat to you about candid confidence and just learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, totally. So it seems like you're kind of, you know, a woman of many talents and multiple business ventures and candid confidence, you know, there's so many different parts to it. But before we kind of dive into that, we want to go back a bit before candid confidence came about. I mean, what were you doing beforehand? Were you working at a job that you liked or disliked? I mean, how was life before you kind of started your own business?
Yeah, absolutely. So where to begin? So I went to college. I did the whole college thing. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Funny enough, I always kind of feel like I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur in some way, but I didn't know what I would do. And then I eventually, a year or two after college, got into sales. And through sales, I, you know, it's a lot of rejection. It was business to business sales. It was all day long being told no, whether that was in person, face to face, or over the phone, being hung up on all day long. But I liked it because I liked the challenge, and I liked, you know, kind of the thrill of the hunt and always having something new to almost overcome. Mm-hmm. But what I learned super quickly was that the people who were successful really had a different mindset from the sales reps who would end up dropping out after a few months. And I really learned that confidence and mindset was such a huge part of their success. And so I started to study that a lot. I started to really study personal development. And then I got into being a sales manager, sales coaching, and same thing again, the things I was talking to mostly about with my employees was mindset and really helping them realize that the way that they were interacting with people was causing the way that people interacted with them and was mirroring that back. So I was learning so much about this and I was studying it in my spare time, and I decided to kind of share it on a bigger scale. So I started a blog, and I was never planning on making this into a business. It was really just, you know, a hobby at the time, just to kind of share what I was learning and what I knew. And it kind of grew into me becoming a life coach. I got certified as a life coach. I started my podcast. And through that journey, now I primarily work with women who are entrepreneurs themselves or aspiring entrepreneurs, helping them grow their businesses, helping them uncover their purpose and then turn that into a business, and really utilize mindset throughout the entire thing. So that's kind of how things transition from before I started gaining confidence to now.
Wow, that's so cool. I mean, that's actually such a good point as well. Like, I mean, I don't really know much about sales, but it reminds me of, is it that film Wolf of Wall Street? Or yeah. I can't remember what one it is with Leonardo.
And he's there's just like a script.
Yeah, literally. And I just thought of that. So yeah, that's really cool that you kind of like took your experience and then kind of started up into candid confidence.
Because I was going to go into a recruitment role, actually, which is very much sales based and like trying to get a candidate into a certain role and kind of selling the client to that candidate. And I remember at the interview, it was all very much about your personality and how you react with people. It wasn't really about this, I don't know what you knew. It was just like how you talked to people and the confidence you came across, like you gave across to the person you were speaking to. So confidence is such a, yeah, important skill to have. So going back to like the creation of Candid Confidence, how did you go about kind of putting the idea into action? Was there a lot of planning involved beforehand? So because you say you kind of on your website that you didn't have a lot of confidence beforehand and you realized that, oh, it was such a good skill to have. Was it hard trying to start the process and turn it into a business?
Yeah, so I think that when you kind of start something new, no matter who you are or what level of confidence you have, anytime you're starting something new, there's going to be this voice coming in that tells you, hey, don't do that. You know, it might not work out. What if people don't take you seriously? What if this? What if that? So, of course, I dealt with a lot of that in the beginning. I didn't know if it would work out or not and if people would take me seriously. And, you know, putting yourself out there on the internet kind of in a vulnerable way was the things that I talk about, yeah, to friends and family and just wondering what they're thinking. So definitely went through all of that. And it took a while to really move past that. And I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, I'm not really somebody to sit around and think about something. If I want to do it, I'm pretty much just going to go for it. So I think that's definitely a trait amongst successful people. And it's something you can learn and develop. But whenever I'm afraid of something, but it's something that I want, I really, really push myself to do it anyways. And this is something that I really developed into what I now call a challenge mindset. And I talk about this a lot, but what it is something I really learned from working in sales. When I would feel uncomfortable about something and I was scared and I was like, oh, I don't want to have this conversation with this person, I don't want to walk into this business, as soon as I had that thought, I would push myself to do it. And so it was training my brain to almost see challenges and obstacles as opportunities. And so when I started my business, I really, you know, used that mindset to my advantage. And when something would scare me, I would just go for it. And I think that's something that sets people apart who are successful is they don't just sit around and wonder if they should do something, if it's scary. You know, if it feels intuitively right and it's something they want to do, they just go for it. It's like something that I always tell people to do too, is like, think about the worst case scenario here. Like, what's the realistic worst case scenario? Because most of the time in our mind, our brain makes us feel like it's so much worse than it really is, right? It makes us think like we're going to die if this thing doesn't work out, or it's going to be so embarrassing. And yeah, really the worst case scenario generally isn't very serious at all.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's kind of like your mind's like playing tricks on you half the time. And I love that you're all about like stepping out of your comfort zone and kind of pushing yourself to do something. And I know you focus a lot about like giving people confidence and stuff, because a lot of us, like so many people, pretty much everyone, you know, has that little voice in their head and they always doubt themselves. And yeah, I love that you're all about like kind of overcoming those obstacles to like be your best self. And which kind of goes on to my next question, I guess, like, could you tell us a little bit more about it? I mean, you know, you have a podcast, you have like a starting your kind of online business, you have the thing about mindfulness. Like, could you just tell us a little bit about Candid Confidence kind of?
Yeah. So really it's a brand for empowering women to believe that they can achieve their wildest dreams. I feel like so many people don't realize their full potential and we just like succumb to the limiting beliefs that we can't have the life that we want. So that's really what the whole brand is about. So yeah, a couple different things. I mean, I have the podcast, which is called Candid Confidence Podcast. I have a mindfulness academy, the Mindful Academy, which is where I do weekly live meditations. I'm teaching meditation. I'm teaching journaling in there. Basically, a weekly program for getting your mindset on track. And then I have groups and one-to-one coaching for anyone who's looking to really elevate their mindset, move past the ego, which is the voice that's constantly in your head telling you you can't have what you want, essentially. So yeah, that's kind of in a nutshell a rundown of the brand.
Yeah, cool. I mean, I love, like, I'm really into meditation and stuff like that, so that sounds like right up my street. Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I love how it's all about empowering women as well, specifically. So it's definitely true, I think, that a lot of women tend to just undermine their successes or kind of don't realize how much they've accomplished or don't take the risk to do the things they want to do because they think, oh, I might not be successful, or maybe that's not right for me. And they just have so much self-doubt. So how do you think that is a trait specifically for women more than men? I mean, not obviously all women or all men, but like, why do you think it's women that deal with this kind of self-doubt quite specifically?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's definitely true that I think it affects women more than men. Although I know a lot of men who are in the same boat. I have several men I've spoken to about, wanting to start a podcast, but they hold back. They listen to that weird voice, right? So there's lots of men being held back because of limiting beliefs. But women, I mean, you mentioned being afraid to like tout our own success or like talk about our success or believe in it. And I see that a lot. I feel like as young girls, at least this is how it is here in the States, we're very much taught not to brag. And guys really aren't taught that. Like little boys, it's kind of different. So we grow up and as women, we're just so concerned with coming across as bragging. And I notice this a lot with like my husband and his friends. They really aren't concerned with that as much. They'll just talk about their, you know, brand new truck they just bought or their, you know, all their successes and things. And it's not a big deal. But with women, we just kind of downplay it. We're like, oh, yeah, it's okay, you know. And I think it goes back to just the way that we're raised. I mean, little girls are taught to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect. You have to be proper. You have to be kind. Boys are taught to be brave. Boys are rewarded for taking risks as little children. So I think a lot of the ways that we see parents parenting their young children, and it's not the parents' fault, really. It's the way society and even the media shows us the way that with like young boys and young girls are to be raised. I think that's kind of where it stems. And really, I think that's why women struggle with confidence and struggle with, you know, even expressing their success.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And I think especially in the UK and in Scotland, like honestly, British people are so like we think Americans are like really out there. Like we are so reserved here. And I don't necessarily think that's a good thing because like, I mean, even starting this podcast, like we were like, OK, we've been debating it and stuff. And like, it's kind of scary putting yourself out there and like you don't want to be cringy. But like, I've loved doing it and I'm so glad that we're doing it now. And I totally resonate with what you're saying, especially as a girl. You're so right. Like you don't want to be too like brag or anything like that. But yeah, definitely in the UK, we're pretty like, we don't want to like put ourselves out there at all.
I know. I was like, oh, sorry for saying that. Or like before you say anything, you're like, oh, sorry. Can I just add that? Whereas Americans are just like, yeah, this is how it's going and just state their opinion. They don't care. Like, I wish I had that kind of level of confidence. Like,
yeah,
totally. That's so interesting.
Yeah, literally, like honestly, like when I see Americans, I'm like, oh my gosh, like how can they be so like confident? We cannot do that here.
Yeah, it's like totally different kind of culture. I don't know what you guys do, but it works. I also wanted to bring up a bit about social media kind of thing, and like how do you think it affects women? Do you think it's kind of a good thing in kind of making their goals seem more achievable in some ways, or do you think it can be quite a negative thing as well, making them think, oh no, I'm not like that person? Because we were talking about with another guest that sometimes people will put out about their business successes on social media, but they won't go into actually the hardship and the amount of effort that goes into it. So yeah, I just kind of wanted to get your opinion on social media and gaining confidence for women.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's a really good question. I feel like social media in a way, it just kind of amplifies who we are and it allows us to put ourselves out there. But, and you make a really good point about some people are showing, it's essentially a lot of times a highlight reel, especially Instagram. I feel like people show their perfect life, their perfect kids. There's so much editing going on. There's so much editing of photos. There's filters, or you know, you're on Instagram stories and doesn't even look like you because of these crazy filters, and that stuff I think can be pretty negative. And I for me, I'm really an important part of my brand is it's candid confidence. It's about being authentic and being yourself. So for me, like doing filters on stories and editing pictures beyond, you know, lighting, that just doesn't align with me. And I just, for me, it doesn't feel right because I'm putting myself out there in a way to help other women. I wish that there were more people doing that, right? I wish that there were more people who are showing the way they actually look.
Yeah, totally. I love that. Social media can be, like, you got to take it with a pinch of salt. Like, like when we had a guest that was, you know, she's, like, featured in Forbes and stuff, and she was like, yeah, that's really glamorous, but, like, I've worked my ass to get there. She's pulling, like, 8-hour weeks and stuff, and you've got to remember that. But, yeah, I mean, how, my next kind of question is, like, how is life running your business? How is it being, like, a female entrepreneur? Like, how is it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of, honestly, being an online entrepreneur, it almost feels like you're in a bubble because, you know, all day long, like, my husband goes to work outside of the house, even in the coronavirus quarantine. And I just feel like I'm in a bubble. I interact with a lot of other entrepreneurs. So for one, I was in a group program probably about 10 months ago. Which was really helpful because I was able to make friends with some online entrepreneurs. And then I've met people through doing things like this, through podcasting. You know, hopefully I'll stay in touch with you guys. But yeah, it really feels like you're in this kind of like online business bubble. And it's funny because a lot of people, I feel like their lives are so different because of the quarantine. And my life, I just is going to be the same after the quarantine. And besides, you know, seeing friends and family. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of positivity in the online space for women, a lot of empowerment. And I think if you seek out the right mentors and you get yourself around other people who are at your level, that's really, really, really helpful. And then just being mindful that some of the things you see on social media, a lot of it's a smokescreen. A lot of people buy followers. I kind of learned that the hard way. That a lot of the people with, you know, 10,000 followers, they didn't just all find that person, right? So you kind of get swept up in the whole like, oh, like, where are my followers? Why don't I have this many as her? And you're not really seeing a lot of what's going on truthfully behind the scenes. So I think it's important to be really mindful of that. But there's definitely a lot of positivity too. And it's kind of interesting connecting with people all over the world in the online business space.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And like just talking about like having low self-confidence, like I know definitely from my own experience with social media and then seeing these people, seeing these women who've achieved so much, and then it almost kind of seems out of reach. But then you also have to remember, like, I know going banging on about social media again, but a lot of it is, I don't know, like it's not real. It's not the authentic, not their authentic selves and like the effort they've got that they had to put in to get to that level. But so yeah, I was just wondering if you had any tips for people that might be suffering from low confidence or low self-esteem, just gaining that confidence, like any big tip that comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think the absolute biggest tip is really getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And I wish it was a better tip. I wish it was an easier tip. But it's not. It's go have the conversation with that cute guy at the gym that you're terrified of talking to. It's, you know, reach out to someone on social media that you normally wouldn't reach out to. It's call your aunt and have that awkward conversation you've been avoiding for weeks. It's put yourself in uncomfortable situations to help yourself grow, because the more that you train your brain that the world is not going to end when that happens, and it's not as scary as your brain makes you think, you can literally rewire your brain to stop terrifying you all the time and stop making you so insecure. So really putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, making sort of a game out of it or a challenge out of it, that is the best way to gain confidence. But aside from that, I'm a huge proponent for journaling. So I think journaling is absolutely huge. I think it's a great way to release some of the insecurities and negative thoughts that cycle through your mind. And once you get them onto paper, a lot of times they're not needing to circulate through your mind anymore. It's similar to when you write something on a notepad and then you stop thinking about it because your brain knows, okay, it's written down, it's somewhere safe. So then you can stop the swirling overthinking from going on in your mind as much. And then also when you're journaling, you can be writing down the things that are bothering you. And when you see them in that perspective, sometimes you realize they're not quite so serious. Some of them are a little bit silly. They're just not true, right? Like thoughts are not facts. You can kind of break them down that way as well.
I love that. And that's crazy. That is like pretty much the fourth guest that has said they do journaling, and that is like what they do every single day. It's like a game changer. And actually, I ordered a journal the other day on Amazon. So Yeah, actually, I forgot to tell you. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, well, I mean,
so happy.
Yeah, it sounds like a really like positive kind of way to let out these thoughts. And like you say, it's really hard sometimes when you're in the moment. You're like, ah, oh, this thought feels so real, but actually, like you know, they're not always the truth.
Yeah. No, we love it. Like even what you said about just actually doing it. Like even the difference from our first podcast. Like I think we were just really nervous and. Just doing something, and the more you do it, the easier it gets. And I think people just are too afraid to even try. So yeah, like the more you do something, yeah, definitely, the more confident you get. I love that.
Yeah. Kind of moving like on to like more uncomfortable things, like how have you got any tips? I know you kind of do a program on like starting your online business, but like have you kind of got any tips for anyone maybe thinking about that, like starting that project or starting that business, like any kind of tips for them to just give it the kickstart that they need?
Yeah, I think that a big thing to know is that it's so much more within your reach than you realize. I talked to so many women who had thought about the idea for a year before starting, right? Or even like a few months, and it's like, oh, just start. Like if you have that desire in your heart, it's there for a reason. You've got to just go for it. I think that the online space, while there are some smoke screens and some people make it look easier than it is, it isn't just for the lucky chosen ones. Like that's just simply not true. Anyone can succeed in online business if they do the work necessary, and a lot of that's mindset work. But if you're willing to put in the work and do whatever it takes to get there, you will get there. It's so much more realistic than people think. It's just not something that you have to get lucky to do. And it's much safer even than starting a physical business, because a physical business requires tons and tons of capital and taking out loans. And you can start up an online business essentially for, you know, free or a couple hundred dollars. Or, I mean, I invested in mine the first year, maybe $7,000 or $8,000, because I was investing in programs and coaching and help, and all of those things help you grow faster, of course, but it's so much more within people's reach than they realize. And yeah, I just say, go for it. I say, ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? You know, if you hate your job and you start an online business and it doesn't work out, then you go back to that job or you stay in that job. You're already in your worst case scenario. So literally, what have you got to lose?
Yeah,
it's totally. So true. And I think like, at least you'll know you've tried, like even if you just, it doesn't work out or it's not as successful as you had planned, just knowing that you've tried and that, okay, you might go back to the same job, but I think you just definitely feel a lot better about yourself knowing, okay, I gave it the best go I could have. And I think, yeah, you'll just be more happy within yourself for doing that. So yeah, no, that's great. So this is the kind of question we ask people towards the end of the podcast. So it's about, what advice would you give to someone who's clueless, who's maybe just left university or college, doesn't know what they're going to do next with their life or what really, yeah, their purpose is, and they're just feeling generally just a bit lost. What advice would you give to that person?
Ooh, yeah, that's a really good question. I would give them the advice of really going within. I think that when we're in that situation, at least for me, I was very much in like the shoulds. I was like, what should I do? You know, what are other people expecting of me? What type of career are they expecting of me? I felt like I needed to be married and have kids by 25 and all these crazy things. And I think that, you know, if I would have went within, if I would have done the soul searching by means of, for example, like journaling, right? There's so much journaling you can do. You can find journaling prompts online for finding your purpose or for finding the right career and journaling on that and really going within yourself. Again, like there's so many things you can do, especially now with the internet, that you can have a career that's purpose-filled, that aligns with you so much more than I think we believe. Like we go into this field because our dad was an accountant, so now we're going to become an accountant, and there's only one type of job we can have. And it's like, no, it's really, you can do whatever you want. So I'd say really go within. One of my favorite journaling prompts that I give people who are looking for what should they do next is I want them to write down everything they ever wanted to be as a child and as a teenager, every career they wanted to do, and then also every like passion they thought about, every hobby they considered doing but didn't do. And really like think about what those things are that they enjoy and see if any of those would fit with a career, because I spent my early 20s working 60 hours a week with hour-long commutes, with not being very happy, and I just was working a ton. And because I didn't believe you could have a purpose-filled career that also paid well. And that's just simply not true.
Yeah, I love that. Like, that's literally what we're all about, because I think, like, when you graduate, you're like, okay, what next? And like, you know, it's like, fair enough, people want to do that and do that kind of career. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are just like, okay, maybe I don't want to be an accountant. Like, maybe this isn't for me. And it is scary because you're like, okay, what else can I do? And you're so right. Like, it's 2020. There's, you know, the internet. There's so many things that you can do nowadays. And it is just kind of like taking the time to like look into yourself and like find what's actually good for you. And like, I think it was your podcast actually that I was listening to, and you were like, when you're kids, it's like, oh yeah, you're like, oh, I want to be like an astronaut. And everyone's like, yeah, that's so good. Like, chase your dreams. And then when you're an adult, they're like, no, hell no. Like, don't do that.
And I think you, yeah, sorry, Zara.
No, keep going, keep going, Rich.
No, I just think you leave university and you're like, okay, just get a job. Just get something that pays well, that's quite secure. It's not really about what you like. And I think actually when grads do get into jobs, they're kind of like, oh, well, is this it? Is this what I work for? Is there not more to life than this? And I think they kind of get that shock even after they secure a job. So I think it's so true. Just, yeah, as you were saying, just to look into yourself, to like go back to when you were a child and think about what your passions were. And yeah, I think I might even do that.
Yeah. Oh, Jim Carrey has a really good quote about this. And not to hate on accountants, but like, accountants are wonderful. We need accountants, right? But his dad actually wanted to be a comedian, but went the safe route and became an accountant. And when he was young, his dad lost his job and they ended up homeless for a period of time. And what that taught Jim Carrey was, you know, the whole thing of safety, that's not really true. Like, you know, just because people say a certain career is safe doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And I think we're seeing that again with the coronavirus, people that took a job because of a 401k and for a safety and security are realizing there's other things they could be doing that are actually just as safe. And yeah, I just think that's kind of magical.
Yeah, totally. No, I love that. And I think you've been so inspiring this episode. And I think like everyone's going to love listening to it and take so much from it. So thank you so much for taking the time out your day to chat to us and to inspire us and to give us advice.
Yeah, it's been so good. Thank you so much, Leah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait to get with my journal and start journaling for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, seriously, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
That was such a great episode with Leah. I think we can all take something really great from that. All her tips, I think, were very applicable. Things people can use in their everyday lives. I think journaling, as we've heard before from some of our other guests, just seems like a really great tool for, yeah, like kind of getting over your self-doubt or any anxiety or insecurities you might have, just writing stuff down. Like, I think I'm definitely going to give that a go. I know you've ordered your little book, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm sorted. My Amazon delivery is going to come tomorrow, so I'm going to kickstart the journaling. Nah, but seriously, I think it's a really good way to like kind of let go of all these negative thoughts and stuff. Definitely. So I'll let y'all know how I get on.
Yeah. No, definitely do. Keep us updated. So today's challenge, which you should also take on, Zara, is, this week's challenge actually, is to do something, as Leah was saying, that's kind of outside of your comfort zone. Something you've always kind of put off doing. I mean, it doesn't have to be something major. It can literally be like, as she was saying, calling the aunt that you don't want to speak to, or just doing something that kind of makes you a little bit anxious inside. But I think just doing something and then repetitively doing things that like kind of push you outside of your comfort zone, you'll start to gradually, as Leah was saying, build up that confidence until it won't be such a big deal or such a big worry. And I think I can speak from experience, just doing things that you don't feel comfortable about really yeah, it helps you grow as a person and yeah, gain that confidence.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I'm gonna think of something and definitely do that. But yeah, I do think it's all about kind of like pushing yourself out your comfort zone and seeing where that takes you. But yeah, thank you so much again, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. We love doing it. We love doing this and we love hearing from you guys. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and iTunes and our Instagram at @cluelessthepodcast_. And we can't wait to hear from you all and speak to you all next week.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.